like heaven upon me. The spy who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight. Oh, good morning, darling. Welcome back to the land of the living. I trust you were able to get some good sleep. Oh, shh. Easy now. The more you struggle, the tighter those cuffs will get. I would apologize, but truth be told, I rather like seeing you restrained. Where are you? You really expect me to tell you? Come on now, little bird. I can't make it too easy for you. I'm sure that that keen mind of yours can figure it out once, the drugs wear off. Wow. That stuff really did a number on you, didn't it? You mean to say you don't remember any of our evening together? I'm offended. Tell me you at least remember our dance. The soft music serenading us. Your arms around me, my body pressed against yours as we floated across the floor. Huh, there we go. It seems like the pieces are starting to fall into place. Although, if you'd like, I'd be happy to help jog your memory further. Oh, darling, you've struck me to the core. I'm glad to see you still have your bark, if not your bite. Who would have thought such a foul mouth lay behind those lovely, luscious lips? A bitch? Me? Guilty as charged. Perhaps that should be my new codename. However, if I'm a bitch, then what is the agent who falls for something as basic as a good old-fashioned Mickey Finn? Still, I suppose I can't blame you. I imagine most anyone would be distracted by this face. Don't worry, bird. Everyone makes mistakes. Stop calling you bird. Very well, if you wish. In that case, shall I just refer to you by her code name? My dear Peregrine. Oh yes, darling. I know who you are. Not just anyone gets this sort of special treatment from me, after all. That's right. I've been watching you for some time. I must say, the name suits you. The way you close in on your target, whatever or whoever it may be, gliding silently, unseen, before you plunge down at an unrivaled speed. The last thing the unsuspecting fool sees is your talons, a split second away from snatching them up. It's no wonder you're the rising star of your agency, or perhaps secret weaponed would be more accurate. How ironic, then, that the predator has now become the prey. True. I suppose fair is fair. You can call me Wolf. It's wonderful to meet the real you, darling. I'm afraid it would be hard for me to shake your hand at the moment, but perhaps we could take a leaf out of the French's book and do a kiss on each cheek. Good lord, if looks could kill. You even have the dark-eyed glare of your namesake, my darling. On second thought, maybe I should keep my distance. Something tells me I might lose my nose if I came within striking distance of that sharp little beak. Why did I take you? Oh, I had a few reasons, some more practical than others. Why do you think, darling? Exactly. Did you know that wolves can hear sounds up to 6 miles away? Just like my namesake, I make it a point to hear everything that's going on, every whisper, every murmur, every secret. And when I heard that you were the one assigned to recover the stolen codes, well, to be frank, I knew those powerful wings of yours were bound to get there first, unless I caged you up. Now, not only do I have you out of the way, but I imagine your agency will be quite distracted by the disappearance of its top spy. The more eyes are looking for you, the fewer eyes will be on that vault. But when all is said and done, I realized I quite like laying eyes on you. I might not mind having you as a trophy. Falcons have been prized by royalty throughout history, after all. You'd rather die? You say that, but I wonder, is that really the truth? Well, if you say so, darling, far be it from me to doubt you, even with that slight waver in your voice. Now, as much as I'd love to continue our little tete-a-tete all day, I'm afraid there are some other things that require my attention. Oh, I know, don't get jealous. As soon as I'm done, I'll come straight home to you. If you're good for me while I'm gone, maybe you can even earn yourself a reward. Would you like that? What kind of reward? Well, I suppose that depends. What sort of things do you like, my darling? I can certainly think of some options, but we'll just have to wait and see if you behave, won't we? Yes, that's right. Now sit tight, my little bird. I'll be back soon. Promise.